extremely simplified grammar T-Zieldithilgen Grammatica. What is the content of this extremely simplified grammar lesson? In this lesson, you will get to know general information about the Kazakh language and its grammar. The Kazakh language is an agglutinative type of language. It uses suffixes to express multiple grammatical functions, derivation and inflection. Like most major Turkic languages, Kazakh has a system of vowel harmony in addition to consonant harmony. Vowel-consonant harmony affects the surface form of suffixes. The root remains without any change, the affixes are in harmony with the root. Nouns in Kazakh are divided into two categories, zalpi common nouns and zarki proper nouns. They can denote entities that are concrete derek ti or abstract derek ti. They do not bear grammatical gender or noun class. Nouns are, however, declined by case and number. Personal pronouns. Kazakh is a typical language for pronouns, with three persons in both the singular and plural. Additionally, there is a distinction in Kazakh with the second person, she's for formal, and sen for informal address. This may be an indication of status, as well as respect for age. Tenses. Kazakh tenses are formed by adding a particular suffix to indicate the temporal location, i.e. past, present, future. Present indefinite tense or ispaliozisak. It is formed by adding the suffix aeij after the verbal root and the subsequent agreement klitik after the tense ending. Present continuous tense nak ozisak. It is formed using a main verb and one of four auxiliary verbs, otiru sit, zatu lie down, tru stand and sru walk and the copular personal endings for agreement. Simple future tense. It has the identical surface form as the present simple tense. The simple future tense is generally understood as being a future action based on context or supporting temporal adverbs such as ert, tomorrow. Simple past tense. It is formed with the suffix d after the verbal root. The suffix has the following allomorphs, d, dy, t and ti. Interrogative forms. Interrogatives are formed with the particle. The particle ma will typically sit at the end of a sentence. The suffix ma has the following forms, ma, mi, ba, bi, pa, pi. Verbal negation. Verbs are negated using the same suffix described in the section in interrogative forms. Also, negation is achieved using the negative existential copula. Degrees of comparison. Kazakh has comparative and superlative degrees of comparison. The comparative degree. It is formed with the suffixes y rak e rek di ju lao leu etc. Superlative degree. Superlatives are formed by adding the morpheme e or t directly before the adjective. Syntax, word order. Kazakh is a head final, subject-object verb type of language, like all Turkic languages. Unmarked, neutral sentences are generally SOV, however, Kazakh sentences may also allow SVO or OVS. How to learn grammar. Learn the main rules of Kazakh grammar, vowel, consonant harmony. Don't forget that Kazakh is an agglutinative language, so pay special attention to affixes and suffixes, they are the core of all word formation. What vocabulary to learn? Learn by heart the words, useful nouns, adjectives, verbs, pronouns, propositions from the Kazakh in 1 day and Kazakh day 2 courses. Use them for building well-structured sentences. Don't be afraid, start speaking. Good luck!